Another deadly church shooting. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That shooting today in Southern California in the town of Laguna Woods, about 50 miles southeast of L.A. Fox's Christina Coleman is in L.A.
Now, the Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed that one person was pronounced dead at the scene. Four victims were critically wounded, and one person suffered minor injuries. All the victims are adults. A person was taken into custody, and a weapon was recovered. There's so many questions here about the suspect.
It happened at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, which is mainly a retirement community. In Houston, at least two people are dead and three others wounded after a shooting between two groups of people. It happened at a flea market in northern Houston. Police say one suspect was taken into custody. President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday in the wake of yesterday's mass shooting there. State leaders speaking out about the racism that was apparently behind the shooting.
Both U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and New York State Attorney General Letitia James spoke to the congregation at Buffalo's True Bethel Baptist Church Sunday, decrying the shooting, which killed 10, as an attack on that city's black community. Both Schumer and James also warned against the spread of the type of ideology which led to the suspect's beliefs and subsequently his actions.
The internet and social media enable purveyors of evil to spread their wicked words.
He was fed each and every day a steady diet of hate.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A Democrat running for the U.S. Senate from Pennsylvania, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, has suffered a stroke, but he says he's on his way to a full recovery. Fetterman wasn't feeling well Friday and went to the hospital at the urging of his wife. Fetterman, who leads polls in the race, said the health scare won't slow him down. America is listening, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden today hosted a ceremony at the White House to honor police officers killed on duty.
We expect so much from our law enforcement officers today. This is a different world we're in.
The president called for more funding of law enforcement and said the American Rescue Plan is preventing law enforcement from being laid off due to low budgets. Individual states taking sides ahead of the possibility that the Supreme Court of the U.S. will overturn Roe v. Wade. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state will protect the unborn from abortion, even if the mother's life is at risk.
We don't think that killing one to protect another is the right thing to do either.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, signed a law in his state that codifies Roe, even if it's struck down.
This is not about the government making that decision. It's about women making that decision.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. A Supreme Court decision on abortion rights is expected in June or July. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Vandals strike a memorial of one of Britain's more controversial political leaders. Fox's Karen McHugh has details.
Demonstrators in Lincolnshire, England, wasted no time in letting their feelings be known about a brand new statue of Margaret Thatcher. The likeness of the former prime minister was egged just hours after it was installed in her hometown of Grantham this weekend. One man could be heard shouting, "Tear it down," as others passed by, booing loudly. The 20-foot-tall statue of Britain's first female prime minister was originally supposed to stand in Parliament Square in Westminster, but fears of a motivated far-left movement prompted the change of location. Commission. Thatcher was known as the Iron Lady during her stormy tenure at 10 Downing Street. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.